The average American produces a lot of data on a typical day. The emails you send, the pace of your morning jog, the purchases you make online. As 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, you'll soon be able to add electricity consumption to that list.
Pennsylvania's Act 129, passed in 2008, mandated that all electric utilities serving more than 100,000 customers switch to smart meters by 2023. Pamela Whitmer is a commissioner with the State Public Utilities Commission, which is charged with overseeing the rollout.
A smart meter is an advanced meter that allows bi-directional two-way communication from the electric distribution company out to the home or the business, and then also sending information back to the electric distribution company, the electric utility.
The meters will send data to the utilities once an hour, creating a much more granular picture of your electricity usage. The idea is that if you can log into your account and see how your energy usage increases every time you turn on the air conditioner, you might use it less or upgrade to a more efficient unit. But there are those who say the technology poses risks to health and civil liberties.
There's a huge invasion of privacy. There's health problems associated with it. There's fires associated with it.
Lisa Nankolis is with the group Stop Smart Meters in PA and points to instances of smart meters installed by Philadelphia Electric Company overheating and catching fire. In 2012, the utility actually replaced nearly 200,000 smart meters with a different model due to concerns about the fire risk. Nankolis also says the radio waves used to transmit data to and from the smart meters are dangerous and can cause cancer. Indeed, the World Health Organization in 2011 added mobile phone use to its list of potential carcinogenic hazards and is expected to come out with a full report next year. Smart meters operate in the same frequency band as cell phones, but Whitmer insists the low wattage smart meters are very safe.
Coming out of a smart meter is less than what is in a cordless phone. It's in less than what's in you're being subjected to through a cell phone. And also less than what you're being subjected to with microwaves.
That leaves the question of data privacy. Both Duquesne Light and First Energy say they're doing everything they can to protect consumers' privacy and that the data stream coming from the meter includes no identifying information. But the biggest threat may not be criminals intercepting your data and knowing your daily routine, but rather the increasingly blurry line between the privacy of the home and the rest of the world.
Law enforcement, government access to this kind of information is one of the most sensitive issues.
Li Tian is a senior staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an organization focused on civil liberties in the digital world.
The Supreme Court has long said that in the home, all details are intimate.
We are protected from unreasonable search and seizure by the Fourth Amendment. Law enforcement must have a warrant signed by a judge to gain entry into the private sphere. But what about data about what you do inside your home that lives outside your home with your utility company? In 2012, a U.S. appeals court upheld the Drug Enforcement Agency's authority to subpoena electricity usage data without the signature of a judge. Tian says government access to the data generated by smart meters will become an important question moving forward, but that we don't need to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
The reasons why we're doing it that are absolutely disconnected to the question of whether our civil liberties have to be trampled on as well.
Meanwhile, Nankolis and her group are working on getting Pennsylvania's smart meter mandate repealed altogether. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.